This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Korean War veterans.
Roger Gardeen, United States Navy, 1950 to 1954.
Roger Gardeen needed his parents' permission to join the Naval Reserve at age 17. He served at Walled Chamberlain Field, a naval air base located at the current site of the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. Then he enlisted in the Navy.
I went to Great Lakes Naval Air Station for basic training before I graduated from there. The Korean War broke out in 1950.
Gardeen was sent to the Korean Peninsula to support troops there. He was assigned to the USS Laffey, a legendary ship built during World War II. The destroyer was nicknamed the Ship That Would Not Die for surviving the D-Day invasion and the Battle of Okinawa, and withstanding a relentless kamikaze air attack that killed 32. In 1952, the Laffey was taken out of dry dock, recommissioned, and sent back to work in Korea.
We were in Wonsan Harbor, and it was our turn to patrol the coast. And the other ship that was there came under fire, so we went in and took support for them so they could get out.
The Laffey came under fire in a day-long battle with Gardeen at his battle station.
I was inside of gun mount 52, and of course it's all enclosed, so you can't see what you're doing. You're just loading the ammunition as it comes out and firing away. And we expended everything we had, 7,000 or 8,000 rounds of ammunition.
Gardeen still marvels at the good fortune in the outcome of that battle. His ship counted no casualties that day, despite the intensity of the fighting.
We didn't have time to be scared. Too busy firing ammunition and loading ammunition. Quite an experience for a 20-year-old, thanks to Uncle Sam.
Veterans Voices Korea is produced by Ampers, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.